FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Trade Union House given Treasury and the Reserve Bank 5 days to pay the salaries of hundreds of Itala workers. They haven't received their pay for January yet.
On the 20th of January, our members were expected to get paid. Our members must be paid with immediate effect. There are some entities or small companies that are also linked to the work that Itala is doing.
The entities' accounts were frozen after the Prudential Authority approached the courts to have Itala provisionally liquidated. Ayanda Zulu is with Nahao in KZN.
We've been waiting for them to provide us with responses. By Wednesday, we must receive the response on our memorandum.
South Africa has come into Washington's firing line.
The terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things.
President Donald Trump's announced he's cutting funding to the country. He's made claims of land confiscations and mass human rights violations via his Truth Social platform. The president says there'll be a full investigation into the situation. He's also been speaking to reporters about it in Maryland.
That's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa's doing, they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
He says he's also considering the future of U.S. aid.
It's been run by a bunch of radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. USAID, and then we'll make a decision.
Now, the announcement comes on the back of tariffs the U.S. president's imposed on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. All three countries have promised to retaliate. And fast-moving floodwaters have continued to rise in northeastern Australia after forcing many to flee their homes. Storms have already dumped more than a metre of rain in 2 days in parts of Queensland, engulfing properties and roads in muddy waters. Authorities say floodwaters have cut off access to rural communities. A woman in her 60s was killed over the weekend when the rescue boat she was in capsized. Areas of Townsville, a popular coastal tourist destination that lies near the Great Barrier Reef, have been declared a black zone. A recap of our lead story, Trade Union House demanding answers from Treasury and the Reserve Bank on the non-payment of salaries to hundreds of Itala workers. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.